The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Chuck and Billy on the air at full. WTBR's got a store. Comedy gold that's rich and free, but not everyone's cup of tea. Tune your radios and set the time. Laugh so hard it's a crime. 4 o'clock you'll be grinning with Chuck and Billy spinning. Wednesday's bright with jokes galore. Laughter echoes through the door. Pittsfield knows where to be, but some might miss the comedy. Raise a toast to the jesters too. Their humor sharp as a screw. Not for all, but that's the charm. Guffaw's late enough to alarm. Grab your side and hold on tight. Wednesday afternoon delight. UTBR's finest free. Not your grandma's cup of tea. Tune your radios and set the time. Laugh so hard it's a crime. 4 o'clock you'll be grinning with Chuck and Billy spinning.
Hey, man, that was pretty cool, huh? That was nice. I like that. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. How you doing?
You know, just chilling.
Chilling? You chilling? Can't hear me?
Just chilling, dude.
Chilling. Chilling, chilling, chilling.
I could hear you. I just couldn't hear me for a second.
Oh, okay.
We had technical difficulties.
As usual.
That's all right. We're getting the hang of it.
Well, you know. It wouldn't be Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea unless there was some kind of technical...
Some kind of problem.
Yeah,
there's always got to be a problem on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
So anyway.
Yeah, so anyways, what are we doing today? Let's guess. Oh, hey, we have a Q&A thing. We're gonna ask each other questions, and we both have to answer them together. It's going to be one question, and we both have to answer it. So this is going to be fun.
You know what's really funny about this is... being that we've known each other for so long, you'd think that we would know the answers to these questions. Hey, do you remember the TV show, the Newlywed Show or whatever? Where they had to like see if the spouse could answer the question.
Yep.
That's what this kind of reminds me of. Well, yeah. If we had two other people here, I would definitely do that.
It'd be like the best friend show.
Yeah, it would be like the
gotta be able to answer these.
We should do that sometime.
I think
that would be fun.
That'd be fun.
But anyways, let's see. So,
what question do we have here?
I don't know. You there's a lot of questions here. So, if you have one that you wanted to ask me already, like, ready.
All right. Yeah, I got one. Are you ready for this?
No. It's possible.
Right. I got to find it, though. Where'd it go? Oh, I lost it. Oh, here we go. Which sport would be the funniest after a few drinks?
which sport do I think would be the funniest after a few drinks?
Yeah, which sport do you think would be the funniest after a few drinks?
I think Twister.
Twister.
I think Twister.
That's like a living room sport. We'll call it a sport. We don't care.
Yeah, I'm calling it a sport.
I think
it's like wrestling, isn't it?
Bowling would be the best.
I don't know. Could you imagine though, like? If you just forgot where the line was to stop running,
yeah, you just
to
kept
stop
going
with the ball, yeah,
smash,
just slide down with it all in your hand the whole way down.
Oh, like, that'd be so.
You still have the ball.
Yeah.
So you just slide down that.
My fingers got stuck.
I couldn't help us. Just you know,
those pins are evil.
But a sport like an actual sport, like
yeah.
Do you mean like an ESPN sport?
Yeah, like baseball,
I have
soccer,
ESPN.
Hockey.
let's see. So after a few drinks, let's see. God, you know, I don't know. I'd have to. Cause they would all be funny.
You know, it'd be great. What's that one? What's that one they call? Oh man, I can't remember it. Curling. Where they throw the thing.
Oh, curling. Yeah.
And they have to go.
Yeah.
You know how hilarious that would be? They would be hammered and slipping on the ice.
I think doing any kind of like you know physical activity. So something like potato sack racing.
Oh, that would be so funny. That would be so fun. Or tied together, even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, where you just tie each other's legs. That would be hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good one.
That's a good question, though. That's a lot of fun to go off of. So there's a buttload of questions.
There is. There's tons.
Here's one.
All right.
What's the worst advice you've been given?
Do your best.
Do your best.
Because I never do. Just do your best.
Do your best. No, doing your best. Doing your best is doing your best.
I know, but it's worse.
Doing your best isn't the same as doing someone else's best.
I'm terrible. It doesn't matter. That's probably my worst.
I think with advice, that yeah, there's a whole lots of stuff that people can give you. That's bad advice.
Bad, definitely.
What's one of my favorites? It's like the most cliche piece of advice, especially when you've had a breakup or something. Well, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
You'll find better.
there's plenty of fish in the sea. Have you seen the sea?
Yeah, have you? It's some of it's dirty and some of it's clean.
I think somebody had an accident in my sea.
Whoopsie. Let's see. So, here's one. Here you go. If you had an intro song for every time you... What would your intro song be for every time you walked in the room?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, my God. Mine would be the Star Wars song. Dun, 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 dun. Safety dance.
That's that would be hilarious.
That would be great. Like, dun, 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 just right when you walk in. Dun, 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 dun.
S-S-S-S-S.
Yeah, it'd be great. It would be great.
So, I got one for you. Wait a second. I just had it. Where is it? Oh, no. Oh, I just had it. Oh, man. Hold on.
I'm saying hi to everybody on Facebook. What's up, everybody? What's up, Pat?
Oh, yeah, so then have everybody go to Facebook Live if they want to interact.
Yeah.
And mine's on TikTok live. So if you want to go live, hang out with us. And if I can see what you're writing in the chat there, I'll respond. So will Chucky.
Yeah, if we can see it because we're blind.
Yeah. It's really tiny. Okay, I got it.
All right.
Describe yourself in terms of food. How would you describe yourself in terms of food? Be creative. It's okay.
I'm trying.
It's okay.
Like deep fried ice cream.
Deep fried ice cream. Oh man, I don't know if. You would, okay, so you'd describe yourself as food. In terms of food, you would describe yourself as deep fried
ice cream. Yep.
I guess it makes sense because it's sort
the
of
outside,
is like
kind of melting on the inside.
Yeah, but it is sort of an oxymoron.
Yeah,
you know,
kind
of. So, yeah, fried ice cream, fried anything that's cold. I guess. Oh man, I don't know. I think I would just describe myself as like. I don't know, a box of muffins.
Box of muffins.
Yeah.
Yes, I love muffins.
Yeah, because I don't look like much, but as soon as you cook me in the stove, plump right up.
Pop right up. Popping fresh.
Warm, soft. Put some butter on it.
Oh, man.
Gooey.
Okay, so this one's probably going to get me in trouble.
Oh, no. Or is it going to get me in trouble?
No, it's going to get me in trouble. who is or was your celebrity crush?
See, we talked about this.
We did. We...
So,
and there's many.
That's the thing. I don't have
love
just
you,
one.
Honey.
I don't. I don't have just one because it just it changes all the time. Because then I'll see a new person that just, I don't know, emerges from somewhere.
It's,
who knows where?
It's funny because like,
and I'll be like, ooh, who's that?
Like stars are, you know, good looking back in the day, and then you see them when they're older, and you're like, wow, my God, what happened? You know, just like,
but yeah, like
it's. I mean, I'm not mean like that, but it's just like, what happened?
Drugs.
Gravity.
No, a lot of things happen to him.
A lot of gravity.
Gravity. Years. I think. I want to say, the very first celebrity crush I probably had was way back in the 90s, and it was Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she was in The Net.
The Net.
The Net.
Oh, that Sandra movie, Bullock. Yeah, yeah, I know that movie.
Okay. Sandra Bullock. In The Net, and then after that, when she was in Practical Magic, and that's it. Right there, I was just like, oh, I don't know if it's like just the way her chin is. You know, she's got that little cleft chin going on. It's just kind of cute, you know.
I have two. I've always liked Rachel McAdams. I like Rachel McAdams in The Wedding Crashers.
She's cute. She's like wholesome.
Yeah, she's like, well, she looks violent, but anyways, I always liked her, and I always liked Ava Mendez.
Yeah. Oh, but, well, I don't blame you there.
But I don't know. So my wife's probably going to beat me when I get home. Love you. Anyways.
Kate,
don't take that seriously. It was a joke. Anyways.
But, yeah, no, that was a good question, too. Yeah. I mean, I know almost everybody out there has got
everybody
a celebrity crush.
Everybody's got a celebrity crush. My wife does.
Everybody's got to have one.
They all do.
It's interesting.
Can't say you don't. You know you do.
But
my wife wrote Ava Mendez. Yeah, she knew.
All right, Chucky.
Yes.
Chuckles.
Alrighty.
I've got a question for you.
Oh, good Lord.
What is the best or worst prank you've played on someone?
The best or worst prank? I don't know. I've done a lot.
I know. That's going to be hard for you, isn't
it? That's tough, man. I don't even know.
That's going to be hard for you.
Oh, man. I think... I can't remember. So it's Alzheimer's kicks in. I can't remember.
Alzheimer's.
I can't remember. I don't know, man. I mean, I've done a lot of pranks on people, but... I mean, I think there
was... Well, think of, like, you don't have to think of the best one, but what's one that comes to mind?
I think the best one was when I scared my mom, and she peed her pants. I felt so bad. She was like, ah! I was like...
Yeah, well, it's just a reaction, I guess. It's perfectly normal. It happens all the time.
I think it was like 2 days before Halloween, and I was wearing a Michael Myers costume, of course. And I scared her, and I didn't mean to like terrify her like that, but she was just like, ah, and she was like, I paid.
She reacted. she reacted in a way you didn't think she was going to react. And
yeah, I actually thought she was going to punch me in the mouth, but I was like,
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah. Like, night, night.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. I felt bad. I think that's probably one of the worst.
I could tell you, I think I could tell you one of the funniest pranks maybe I pulled on somebody before. We went into like an abandoned hospital. It was like all boarded up. There was like four or five of us went in there.
Excuse me.
And I was with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And she was this cute little thing, you know?
Yep.
Real short, maybe like 5'2", 5'1". and she had her friend with her, and we had a couple of other our other friends with us.
Yep.
And it was dark. It was like pitch black. Can't see a thing. And so they're kind of like, they're all walking along. A couple of them split up a little bit. The two girls go walking one way together. And then nobody was really paying attention to what I was doing. So I just kind of, you know, hobbled into a room somewhere because I could hear them. And as they were coming back down the corridor and I could hear them coming, I made a noise on the door of the room to try to get their attention to come in the room. And it worked. So just before they went to go step over the threshold at the door, I jumped out, scared the crap out of them. Both of them screamed, and I'd never seen a person scream so loud and run in place. Didn't move, but just ran like, but didn't run. Ooh. I laughed so hard, and she went completely white. And then I felt bad. I was like, she's going to have a heart attack.
All right, we'll be right back after this break.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, we're back.
Just in case you forgot, you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield.
WTBR.
Yeah, WTBR. Chuck and Billy, and Chuck and Billy's not your cup of tea. Welcome back.
We're just asking each other questions, and we're answering them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's my turn, right? Funny. My turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it your turn?
Yes.
Yeah, it is your turn.
All right. If you could travel back in time, what year would it be and why?
Travel back in time?
Yeah.
I think I would want to go back somewhere in the 80s.
Oh, definitely.
Somewhere in the 80s, like 85.
Yeah, like 85, 86, somewhere around there.
Yeah, but like at a high school somewhere. I think I'd want to go there.
Oh, yeah.
In 1985. Let's see. I think things were a lot more fun. I don't know. When I was a kid, everything was pretty easy, so.
Yeah, you didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Now we know why as adults.
Yeah, now we know where our head's at. Mm-hmm. It's not working very well because we didn't do anything.
No, it's because we raised kids.
It's because we played in dirt.
Yeah, I mean, that actually, honestly.
And plus, go ahead.
Anytime you get a cut, what do?
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, rub dirt on it. It'll heal it.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when you went outside and you just had a blast, your parents were always like, make sure you come in this house when those lights come on.
Yeah, because if you didn't.
If you didn't, you ain't going outside for a month.
You weren't sitting down for a month either.
Yeah, that either. But, you know.
That's because, you know, see, so whenever you went to your friend's house and you saw them laying on their bellies with their legs kicked up behind them watching TV, it's because they couldn't sit on their butts.
Because they're like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, they had to lay on the carpet. Remember the shag carpets?
Oh, those were the best. Especially when you're walking barefoot, they're the best.
You go to your grandma's house and she's got the plastic covers on all the furniture.
When you sit down, it's like, when you're moving, you're like, I can't sit here.
It's a huge ashtray sitting in between like the chair and the couch. The thing is so heavy that if it fell over and hit somebody, it would break their arm.
I remember my dad went over to my grandma's house. She had plastic on her furniture. And my dad sat with his leather coat up against that. And all you heard was like, I was like, what?
It was the couch, I swear.
What was that? Yeah.
It was the couch, I swear.
It was that Heinz ketchup.
Don't lie. It wasn't the couch.
It wasn't the couch, guys. It was so loud. I was like, wow.
So now it's my turn. I'm going to find a question.
It is your turn, sir.
See, I already know the answer to some of these. So I know that our listeners, you know, the listeners don't. They don't know the answers, but I do. I got it. How would your pet describe you in 3 words?
Oh, that's tough because every time I come in the house, they look at me and go, where were you?
There you go.
But they look at me like, I don't believe you left us. And it was like, we hate you right now. You know, but I don't know how they would describe me in 3 words. Like, you're a moron, I guess, because you left us. But
I don't know. It'd have to be like a descriptive.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to think about how your dog would describe you. Come on, they love you.
They do, but
I saw the reaction every time you went home.
Probably the best daddy ever.
Probably.
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 I love my dogs.
I know. How can you not love the dogs?
I know, right?
Oh, that's funny. So, I guess it's your turn now, man.
Did you answer yours?
No.
You didn't answer that
I asked
question?
You.
I know, but we asked it and we both answer.
Oh, you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Want me to answer how my dog would describe me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. She's not an ordinary dog. She will look at me with her face and make this expression, and I will know what she's saying. Usually it's, "Where have you been?" Or, "I want that bone." Or, "Take me out, take a me out, take a me out." Or, "Pick a me up." But describing me? Best friend ever.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Because she is. She's my best friend. I'm her best friend.
I mean, all right, here's one. Where is it? If you were a pro wrestler, what would your entrance song be?
I don't even know. You know, I saw that question on here. And I was like, what would I say?
Okay, how about this? Instead of your entrance, what would your name be?
Okay. I don't know. That's going to take some thinking.
We'll come back to that one next week.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I used to have this surname or call name, and it was Billy the Bomb.
Yeah.
And, like, I could totally make that into a character, Billy the Bomb. And the signature move would be the bomb, you know?
There you go.
Billy the Bomb does the bomb.
Oh, well, I said that one. Let's do this one. What's the best excuse for being late you wish you used?
That I wish I used?
Yeah, you wish you used. Something you could come up with, like, man, that was a good one.
I don't think of it until after
the
fact.
There and you're like, oh, I could have told him I was dead.
Yeah, like I could have said, like, hey, you know, I cut off my arm. But that I should have used? Probably, you know what? The best excuse for being late that I should have used was the real reason I was late. because you try to make up some reason and they're not going to believe you and they don't care. But if you actually told the real reason you were late, it's probably something ridiculous.
Probably.
And more believable.
Oh yeah. Like my dog ate my homework.
Yeah. That happened to me. That did in fact happen to me when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
Or fourth grade or something. Yeah, I did the homework, and it was sitting, like, on top of my backpack. We had a dog.
Yep.
Dog went into my backpack, pulled everything out of it, chewed on the paper. There were bite marks, like bite holes.
Yep.
In the paper.
Ouch.
So, and it was all crumpled up and everything, so I didn't take it to school. And I was mad because it took me all night. I was like, I'm never going to have the time to redo this. But when they asked me where my homework was, I said my dog ate it. And they were like, they just looked at me like, yeah, all right, like, whatever. You're getting a zero. So the next day I brought it in with the bite marks in it. And I said, see, do you want it still?
Probably like you chewed on it.
Yeah. Perfect symmetrical holes.
Yep.
Like dog teeth holes.
like you grabbed one of them freaking,
a staple remover. Hey, don't give him any ideas. Don't give him any ideas.
All right, kids, make sure. No, I'm scared.
Just be careful. Don't put your thumb in the way.
Yeah, kids, make sure you use the staple remover if you want your dog to chew your home. I mean, anyways.
Yeah, use the staple remover. You can say it was a rabbit.
Yeah. The chicken bit my homework.
So we put online on the Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea Facebook page. It's a thing we're running all the way up until the day before Thanksgiving, which we have a show that evening.
Yep.
We would like people to email us your most embarrassing family stories.
Oh, please, please do.
And we're gonna read them. And we don't have to out you. We don't have to tell anybody who you are. We may say your first name, just to give you that disclaimer.
You can give us an anonymous name, like you my can name put it is in, yep. Chocolate Cake, and Chocolate Cake had this problem.
Yeah, or you know, or you could just say anonymous, and we're gonna read them on the air the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So pick out like the best. Most embarrassing, or even the most funny.
Yeah, most funny, most embarrassing, most
family
enjoyable
story,
something, anything
that happened at Thanksgiving, and email it to CNB Nycott. That's NYCOT at gmail.com. So email those, and we're still running that other contest. So you just send us a 30 to 45 second. Little blurb and
little
tidbit of something funny, something you want to hear. Make it clean, make it fresh, and
make sure it's clean for FCC rules on the radio.
Yeah, this is the radio. So send that to us, and we will pick out randomly one out of the bunch, play it on the air, give you the credit, and then at the end of the month, we're gonna put them all together into a hat, pick a random person, and we may invite you down to the studio to have a chat.
Yeah, maybe we'll invite you to the studio, you know, chit-chat with us, have a good time. We'll ask you some questions like we're doing right now.
Hey, man, students are encouraged.
Yes,
encouraged students. To do it. You know, send us those emails. Give us some stories because you guys should see this studio.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, yeah. I could show you, but I don't feel
especially if you're interested in how this stuff works and in the communications industry.
Great.
So give it a try. It's CNBNYCOT at gmail.com. So don't forget, send us a quick email. And hey, if you just want to send us an email and say hey, you can do that too.
Say hi to us. Say hey, I'd like to be on your show. Anything. We'll invite you. We don't mind.
Yeah, if you got ideas you want to shoot out there, email them.
Say, hey, you should do this kind of show. Try this. We don't mind. We'll take anything and we'll go.
Yeah,
we'll
if you think of
it.
A game that you want us to play on here, send us an email.
We need more time for that. But anyways, we need like 6 hours. No, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding.
But for now, those are the two assignments.
Yep.
Your best or most funniest family story. That has happened to you at Thanksgiving.
We would love to hear them all.
Or whatever you celebrate.
True. Yeah, you celebrate something, whatever. Yep. If you celebrate Hanukkah, we don't care. Tell us
your best turkey stories or ham.
Yeah, tell us your best stuffing stories.
You can do that too.
Well, what happened was my hand got stuck in the turkey. And I was slapping it like this, and it just wouldn't come off. And then, bam, hit my kid right in the mouth.
You ever see that? You ever see that video where the guy tricked his daughter? He put like a Cornish game hen inside the turkey.
Yeah. Oh, and I said it had a baby.
Yeah. And she was crying, and she's like, "I'm never touching it again. We're gonna eat turkey again." And he's like, "They don't have babies; they have eggs."
The funny thing. Eggs. I think the funniest one I ever seen was when this guy sends his daughter into the store to get blinker fluid. She's like, "You're so stupid. There's no such thing. They told me you don't even know what I'm talking about."
I got my mom with that one.
Dying. Like, he's laughing at her so bad.
I told my mom that on the phone one day. I was like, yeah. She was like, "Dad's been kind of moody." I was like, "Maybe he's out of blinker fluid in the truck." And she's like, "Blinker fluid." I was like, "Yeah, blinker fluid. He's probably out of blinker fluid and keeps forgetting to get it. Go remind him to go get it." And so my parents, they yell across the house to each other. And I'm like, "Why don't you guys just go in the same room and talk?" So I could hear her while I'm on the phone, and she's going, "Bob, Bob." And I heard him go, "What?"
"You need blinker fluid.
Billy said you need blinker fluid." And he didn't say nothing. He just started cracking up. Right? He just starts laughing out of nowhere. And she's like, "Why is it so funny?" I was like, "Mom." She's like, "It's not real, is it?" I said, "No."
To you.
I said, "I gotcha."
Ta-da. That's the worst time to say ta-da, huh?
Yeah. Ta-da.
What are you doing? Ta-da.
Or, you know, rear-end somebody. Ta-da.
Yeah. Get out of the car and go, ta-da!
They're like, what the, what?
I don't know if it would make them.
Do you have insurance?
More,
ta-da!
I don't know. I don't know if it would make them more angry, or they would just start laughing. It depends on how
know.
Bad
They'd
it was.
Probably get out of the car and be like, "You're done." But anyways, we want to thank you guys for joining the show. We appreciate it. We have 5 seconds, and we love all you guys. We hope to see you next week. Have a good one.